Springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Did you know there were over 1 million bubbles in a glass of champagne? Did someone say brunch?
Leave the egg hunting to the kids. We'll have even more fine hunting for your brilliant brunch, Riesling.
Ham's sweet and salty richness pairs perfectly with sweeter wines with bold fruit. How about a juicy Pinot Noir?
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection this spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, Hank Sangria, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
What it good be, hopefully it's where it should be. It's your boy N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And it's Drink Champs motherfucking Christmas. Make some noise! Right now, for Christmas, we're in the most disrespectful spot ever.
To Christmas.
To Christmas. We are violating Jesus' name, buddy. And we love you, Jesus. Excuse us. But
I think Santa Claus in this motherfucker, though.
You look like Santa. Why you putting the hat on? I could buy a ping pong.
Nah, that would take me way too much to Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah? All right, cool. You got a shape up already? You don't want to fuck your shit up?
No, I don't got no shape up.
All right, cool. Well, right now, we got a hip-hop legend from ATL. He's been stomping things with Lil Jon. He's been in the mix on reality TV. He's transitioned. He's a new guy now.
Nope.
And what you said?
Nope. If you book.
They singing it already.
That's what I'm talking about. You don't want no problem. Face it. You know what I'm saying? But before I fully finish introducing him, and we got to also introduce my good friend that I grew up with, whose club this is, who invited us on Christmas Day. You know he's foul. He's from Panama.
Super legend.
Super my legend. Great friend, Akineli Adams, and Little Scrappy's in the building. Big Scrappy.
Yeah. Feel me?
Are you Little Scrappy still, or you just Scrappy?
Hey, you know, I use the Little Scrappy for the money. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know, in the street, they call me Scrappy. You feel me? Scrizz-nai.
Scrizz-nai.
Your face ass. Let's get it.
Now, this is your first time in V-Live?
Definitely. In Miami. Because we got one in Atlanta, too.
Y'all got to be live in Atlanta?
Yeah, we got to be live in Atlanta. I've been to the one in Houston. Yeah.
Oh, so you're a strip club connoisseur.
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 You feel me? All in that pussy. You feel me? All up in that pussy. That's how we do.
Goddamn.
I'm a gynecologist, baby. I see some of my motherfucking pussy.
Make some noise for Scrappy being a gynecologist. On Christmas, goddammit. So let's take us to the beginning.
Yeah.
The beginning. You coming out. You was on TBT? Was that TBT?
No, I was on Warner Brothers.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That was Lil Jon had the joint through Warner Brothers.
Yeah, John had the BME deal through Warner Brothers.
The East Side.
And he also had East Side Boys, they was on TBT.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how they go. You feel me?
Okay, so you was on one. You got that big check from the beginning.
You dig what I'm saying?
Okay. Take a step. Go ahead.
You feel me? Then, you know, I had Headbuster come out. No Problem come out. Then, unfortunately, I had a situation where I got fucked over, you feel me? And was fucked up for real. You know, when they say, what you gonna do if something happened to you? How you gonna rap? And nigga didn't have, you know, nigga was gumming. You feel me, nigga? Somebody set me up one of them little shows. You know what I'm saying? I can't believe it because, you know, shout out to my name Chris Lighty. You feel me? At the time, you know, I was Violator. You feel what I'm saying? His little brother, you know, Mike Cullen set me up, but he had me a show, and I went out there, and, you know, I'm number one on 106 and Park and shit. And I'm in the Roach Motel.
Chitlin Circuit.
Yeah, Chitlin Circuit for real. But this is like way lower than the Chitlin Circuit. Cotton did the Chitlin Circuit before I even got there. I'm cool with the Chitlin Circuit. But that wasn't even
okay,
that, nigga. Nigga, so a motherfucker set a motherfucker up, came through. I got fucked over, you feel me? No calls from John, none of that shit. And thank God, like I said, for
Lil
Chris
John?
Lighty. Yeah, no calls. You know what I'm saying? But thank God for Chris Lighty. Lori Dobbins, you know what I'm saying? Mona.
You still with Lori, right?
Yeah, I'm still with Lori.
All right, you know this what I'm is saying? Very hot, y'all, so be careful.
Damn, shots fired, brother.
This has never happened because your people did not freeze this. I'm sorry.
We on the water. It don't matter. You can tell.
Your girls ain't handing out cups, nothing. It's not good treatment at all.
So check. So Pete Gang, though. So we.
You're not doing Pete Sing, right?
Pete Sing. You got it. This is that France shit. It's rapping.
You know what? You always been on that different shit.
I gotta be different, man.
Your sauce always been up to par, man.
My sauce always been different.
Tiger
Bone with lemon pepper.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Different shit. But go ahead, finish your story.
So, you know, they.
You want some champagne?
No, I'm good. I'm on that hen. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I don't know if you know, because I don't want you to finish this story because the fans are going to kill me. But I don't know if you know, we celebrate our artists. Artists that been in the game 10 years or more in this game. Most people say they over or they done with it or they can't do it again. Yeah. That's not what we do over here. We celebrate our niggas.
I feel you on that hand, boy.
Come on, have some champagne. It's Christmas, goddamn it. It's hot, Moet.
Merry Christmas and
I would try
and
to gas Akinelli, but we all know he ain't drinking shit. My bad. I ain't pissing you.
You ain't pissing his cup.
This is France.
Hey, man, he's very disrespectful.
Got you, my man.
Thank you, my brother. You're really disrespectful right now.
Come on, Scrap.
Hey, yo, son, this nigga mad disrespectful, B.
He came at us in New York.
I had to. Salute, my nigga. But yeah. I like y'all podcast. Y'all motherfucking real, though.
Yeah.
But check it. So I get a call. From Bit Dawg, 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you signed the G-Unit at one point.
Yeah. And Cub was like, and I had already talked to him before that, just about, you know, just politicking. But Cub hit me in my worstest moment, bro.
Worstest moment. Worstest.
And Cub, you know, that ain't even a word, but.
Yeah, I know. It's a word in drink champs. God damn it. Yeah.
No words are words in drink champs.
No words are words in drink champs.
You know, so. Cub was like, shit, I just throw a big ass diamond on your face, nigga. You just, nigga, motherfuckers just be fucked up. I'm like, shit. I said, nigga, I just want a check, nigga. I don't even really, you feel me? I don't care about
and
none
you
of
that. That's a 50 cent.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Cub made it where I can get that check again. You know what I'm saying? And
so 50 Cent kept it real. We
kept it real.
He's a fan of the show. Bypass, he's a friend of the show.
Yeah, bypass, all that. Nobody, no Lil Jon talking to me, none of that shit. Cub came back. But he made it to where, you know, because I told him, you know, Cub the one brought me in. So he made it where it was a joint situation. Brought me back to light like that. Made that money in the bank. You feel me? And kept it going.
Let's make some noise for 50 Cent keeping it real again.
1,000.
Now, Akinelli, you also have 50 Cent here.
Yeah, 50 Cent kept it real. Thanks for coming, Scott.
Matt F. and Vaca back there.
F. and Vaca all the way here.
We got
all
F. and Vaca here.
All day. All day.
So back to that story, Scott.
So I wanted to say something real quick because online on the other day, I seen a good friend of mine, a person I consider a friend, Don Cannon, and he kind of like, you know, downgraded podcasts. He kind of was like, I don't think he was talking about us because he was like, I get it. You guys are doing a podcast. Get a new hustle. It's obviously he couldn't be talking about us. But as a pod father, I feel like we have to stand up and say, Don Cannon, relax.
Hey, yo, son, you should say something to that nigga, B.
So what I'm saying is, relax.
Hey, nah, you should really say something to that nigga, B.
You're gassing me up, distracted.
Where did he say that?
Somebody look up his, come on, Has. Look
hey,
up
you
his
the pod, y'all the pods god,
the pod
man.
God.
Y'all can't even,
podcast platinum, right?
You feel me? Y'all can't even let him touch you like that, B.
Let me, what I'm trying to say, Don Cannon, and I respect
you. When he said podcast, he was talking about all them niggas, B.
He might have been.
From the top to the bottom, B.
But what I want to tell him is, when you were DJ and pretty much everybody thought the same thing about you.
Get him.
You're just another DJ or you're just a DJ and get another hustle.
Get him.
But guess what, Don? You stuck with your job and you're very successful at it, so I don't think you should knock anybody at doing anything they're doing, whether it be podcasts or whatever. And I get it, podcasts is the new trend, but fuck it.
Fuck
if this is a way our black people can have a voice, and every podcast is employing at least 5 to 7 people, so let that shit live.
Let them breathe.
Don't knock the dude hustle, because I'm sure somebody knocked your hustle, Don Cannon.
What he said?
When you came up. Yeah, what he said? Has you and got it on his Instagram? Don Cannon. And this is all due respect. He's my guy.
Hey, that's my dog.
And I would have hit him on private, but I felt like this was a public situation. You said it publicly.
I'm joining so you right now.
You trying to gas me.
Because I want him to call me and be like, Scrap, what the fuck? I'm going to be like, hey.
Yeah, that's my thing.
You heard. That was North.
So big up Don, big up Don Cannon. But I just felt like I had to represent, because so many voices are being lifted by a podcast. So many people can't get to a Hot 97 or can't get to a Sirius satellite or can't get to a 107.9. It's a new form of
media. No, hold on.
And if you have Twitter.
Can't get the Cannon.
And if you have a Twitter, and if you have a motherfucking Instagram, or you have a Facebook feed, or whatever you got, I'm going to put you on to something. You're doing that for free.
Yeah.
You can be podcasting and say, fuck all that,
right.
And get money for it, and put your man on that's standing next to you that's broke.
Hey, yo, Chew.
You know what I'm saying?
What
get your podcast started, baby. We with Drink Chap Network. Stay over there. We with Drink. Yeah, we see Drink Chap Network. Y'all coming with us.
We going to get it.
We ain't gotta be dancing all in your videos. We ain't gotta be all on your records. We gonna let you live.
We gonna let
Christmas.
Her have our own station.
But it's Christmas, man.
Our own channel.
Everybody, let's sing a Christmas carol.
Wow,
come on.
Really?
What should we sing?
Nora, come on.
Just go ahead. Just lead us.
Old Negro spiritual.
In a Christmas carol.
Oh, what a world. Nah.
Wow.
Give us a Christmas song. Give us a Christmas carol. Come on, somebody. Come on, Prez. You know a Christmas song, nigga.
Jingle Bells.
Silent Night.
Jingle Bells. Come on,
nah,
everybody.
Silent Night. Cause you can
I
do
don't
the
know
deep
that.
Voice.
That's bad. All right, you got Silent Night?
Voice.
You got it?
I remember hearing it on the radio.
All right, come on, everybody. Everybody, come on. Lil Scrappy about to sing Silent Night.
Hold on, here you go.
In the strip club.
It's the deep shit. Uh-huh. Hold on, I think it was like. Uh-huh. Let me get my deep boy. Silent Night.
Oh, he got it.
Don't do it yet.
I can let you know a Christmas carol.
It's gonna be with strippers. His carol's got strippers in them.
There you go. Right. I don't know none. Not really.
Come on, Has. You know one.
On the one whole horse.
Whole
come on.
Horse. There you go.
One whole horse.
On the one whole horse.
That horse is a hoe.
I'm not gonna lie. Nigga needs some ice, B.
Hey, yo, son. Hey, yo, son. For real, son. Hey, look, B.
Hey, yo, Charlie. Hey, yo, Charlie.
Hey, yo, son.
Charlie.
Hey, yo, son.
Niggas is
really mad. Hey, yo, niggas is really mad at your podcast.
Shorty, I don't know.
Niggas is scared of your podcast.
Yo, Shorty, I don't know what it is, cuz. You know what I mean?
Hey, yo, son, I'm the God. Hey, yo, niggas can't fuck. Hey, you not gonna.
We got ice. Hey, look, niggas got ice. Look at
you. Hey, you know what? Hey, I just want to ask you something. Uh-huh. Niggas be 80 years old, uh-huh. bro, yeah. from New York.
Yeah.
And niggas be like, mm-hmm. niggas ain't gonna fuck with the kid?
Yeah.
I be like, what do you mean?
He's an old kid.
He's an old kid.
Old as fuck. Like, what the fuck are you saying?
But y'all be 95 calling each other Shorty.
Because everybody's short as a motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's make some noise for me and Scrappy going in. But now you say that.
I ain't gonna lie though. Like, you one of the motherfuckers I always listen to.
I'm to this day. So,
but now you're different.
Yeah, but now, no, thank you. But now that we speak about that, like, Atlanta has been like a diverse culture. Like, it's like, it's, you know, not just hip hop, but you now, you know, style, all type of shit. So, take us through that. Like,
I mean, I grew up on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, the shit was, I mean, it's always been there.
Mm.
Now, this new shit, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't hip to it. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't fuck with the new artists?
I fuck with the new artists, just some of the swag, you know what I'm saying? Ain't my swag, but I'm not against them, because I feel like some of them niggas, my little niggas, you know what I'm saying?
It's not your thing.
It's just not my thing, you know what I'm saying? But I do like the, you know, have my clothes fitted, but not all the way fitted. You know what I'm saying? To where, you feel me? I don't even like to go in Lenox Mall no more. You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot of other guys there.
I mean, because
that's
don't,
not the underground, right?
No, it ain't the underground.
It's the overground.
But
the underground was what?
But the thing is, it's like, check these motherfuckers ID, because I heard 50 say something about, like, you know, you go to Atlanta and, you know, niggas is gay, but it's like, nah, my nigga, like, them motherfuckers ain't from Atlanta. So you gotta check them motherfuckers' IDs.
When you say check their ID, do it say it on their ID? And say I'm flagrant?
No. That motherfuckers say they ain't from Georgia. Oh, you feel me? Okay. Them motherfuckers ain't from Georgia. But what Georgia do is give them a place. You feel what I'm saying? Give them an open lane. You know what I'm saying? To where, you know what I'm saying? When I was coming up, we used to beat motherfuckers' ass. You know what I'm saying? For no reason.
I gotta ask you a love and hip hop question.
Oh wow, why we gonna go here?
Nah, we're going back to hip hop real quick, but I just gotta get this
up. It wasn't hearing that, man. I need some more hearing with
this. Give him some Hennessy.
With this nigga Norris.
Smoke some pepper tea.
I forgot he was around Mona. He was around Mona and shit too.
I'm violating.
You can't even be.
Look, you see that's Vape Bettini right there. Let's pick them up. You can smoke. You smoking the vodka. Look at that.
Vapettini.com.
You smoking the vodka. Good. Vapettini.
Everybody try that out.
Yeah, hit that. Hit that.
Just don't.
It's vapor, so.
How is it, Eddie? You like it?
Take it out the water.
Yeah. Take it out there.
Yeah. A little scrappy about to hit the Vapettini.
Hit that Vapettini.
We are raising our prices after this. God damn it. Little scrappy. Go ahead.
Hold on, because you ripped me up.
Take it out the liquor. Take it out the liquor, though.
Try to give me that juice.
Yeah.
No,
Hold on. That was different.
That was different. Vapettini, go ahead.
That shit's strong.
It's like taking a shot. Hey, y'all motherfuckers is specifically fucked up.
Yeah, we try to cater to our guests. Scrap.
Man, listen. Y'all folk crazy.
So I think it's important.
These niggas blowing straight alcohol in their lungs.
We smoking alcohol now. Big them up. Also, big up to Lugs, who laced Christmas the whole crew.
I was Christmas gifts. Because I ain't even getting that one puff.
Yeah.
I ain't getting that one puff.
Sunny DBT.
Show us your Christmas gifts.
Come on, stand up so the camera can see you, goddammit. Stand up. Look, we're giving out shit. We are feeding the hood.
You like that 10 cents baby.
You got the fumblings. Those is hard. But it go right along with your flea market. You know he flea market king. That's the flea market king.
You walk out that thing with the Gucci belt, Louis belt.
Yo, you walk in the flea market, they got a picture of him saying,
damn.
That is the nigga.
Damn.
From Zamunda.
And let me tell you, but for 10 cents a day, you could feed Sonny.
Damn.
Well, also, real quick, let me just say this. On a very serious note, we also seen Twin the other day. He's, you know, doing good. Let's pray for Twin. You know, hashtag pray for the number
DC
four,
Twin.
DC Twin. Let's keep it going. Let's lift his spirits. If you are a guy who does physical therapy and we would like to, your assistance, you know what I'm saying? Because we want the homie to recover real soon. So big up Twin. Let's make some noise for Twin. God damn it.
He's actually
gonna have him call in, but he's being transferred because he's starting his physical therapy now. So you know, he texted me and said that. So
okay.
I'm
unhip though.
Now I gotta ask this love and hip hop question. Now this ain't actually even I got to do with you, but I gotta ask you this because I feel like you know it.
Okay.
Is that Young Dro Baby?
Young Dro Baby.
Yeah. Is Jocelyn carrying Young Dro? Carrying Stevie.
And see, I know both of them, dog. I know both of them, fool, man.
Those are my niggas,
but
too.
I don't roll with Dro for a long, because we both born and raised in the A.
Dro look like he don't wear rubbers. I'm going to keep it going out. He just got the face. I don't wear rubbers.
But I don't know. I just...
He's my nigga.
But when I ask everybody say the same thing. And I mean, when I ask Dro, I ask Stevie, I'm like, hey, I'm saying... Who baby that is? Motherfucker be like, well, shit, yeah, we're gonna have to wait and see. I be like, don't nobody know? These niggas don't know. Shit,
it's
don't
EFN,
know.
Baby. I'm gonna keep it real. Let's make some noise.
But you know what?
Let's make some noise for it being EFN, baby.
You know what though? With a situation like that. You just gotta sit back and kick it, man. You gotta wait.
Wait for Maury Povich.
You feel me? You gotta wait for Maury, baby.
Nah.
You gotta wait for Maury.
Now that joint with you and Young Buck. And then we going back to love and hip hop. Y'all all right over there? I see you, Stevie J.
Yo.
All right, who is Stevie J? That's right, I see you, bro. All right.
You joking?
No, he over there. Not Stevie J loving hip hop.
No, I'm talking about the DJ.
Yeah, the DJ.
Where you at?
Shit getting real. Niggas think changing our shit to love and hip hop.
Where you at?
I didn't even put together that went together like that.
What's
just
up,
now.
Hey, did you listen to the motherfucking song? Hey, that was all I need to hear.
Let's and keep, we got the homie Prince Markey D. Legendary.
Yeah, big up Prince Markey D in the motherfucking building.
D in the motherfucking Ben Naive.
But Stevie J ain't playing your record unless you hit top 40, son.
Oh, no, no. That's top 40 record what
he
I gave him.
He is very selective.
Oh, no. Hey, I told him to go ahead and let me know. You feel me? Hey, Jack. Hey, Jack.
Oh, see, I keep it too real sometimes. I'm sorry. All right, so let's get back to... You, that record with you on Money in the Bank.
Did that.
$100 billion bank. You got money in the bank.
Did that.
Uh-huh. Tell, who did that beat again?
Oh, Isaac Hayes the third. Yeah, Ike Durr.
Isaac Hayes?
The third.
Son. Like his real son?
Word? Yeah, real blood son. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Isaac Hayes, son out here making hits?
Yeah.
So go ahead, describe that. Where? Come on, Mr. Lee, regulate.
Yeah. Doors of the church are open.
What happened? How did that record come about?
Shit, just doing rap shit. Just in there smoking, drinking, popping pills. Nigga goddamn put on the right beat. I had already had the shit. I did it actually on the Shorty Red beat at first.
Shorty Red on the track.
Yeah, but then damn. Nigga, right.
It's more out of control than eight or nine.
After that Vapertini, you fine.
We at V Live right now, the most organized, unorganized strip club, like Drink Champs podcast. Come visit us at V Live.
So, what we talking about?
Money in the bank.
Yeah, y'all got me vaped out.
What's that second line? Money in the bank. I don't know what.
Shout out what you drink.
Okay, my bad.
What we doing now?
Yeah,
drink champ.
Let's drink. Let's drink to Shorty.
Drink champ.
Go ahead, Shorty.
You did. What's your
go
face?
Ahead, Cole.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yo, son.
So money in the bank. I knew you was going to
come. I'm coming with you. I met you, B.
So now, money in the bank.
So I went on ahead and did it over. And he actually, Isaac Hayes III, I had did some other music with him. But with Delton right there, he kind of produced it. You know, he was like, say it a whole nother way. And I was not really into the producing thing. Another motherfucker telling me how to say my shit, but I was like, I'm gonna try it out right here. You know what I'm saying? Cause he said it in a, you know, cooler way. I said it in a cooler way.
What, the money in the bank.
Money in the bank shit.
Oh, wow.
Cause I was on some ignorant shit at first. You feel what I'm saying? But we did that. Went to Australia with Filth. And Buck got on there, and that's what it was.
Let's make some noise for money.
Platinum.
Now, Akineli.
I'm platinum on that.
Now, Akineli, we're in V Live. We're in the club, the hottest club. We got Prince Markey D here. Yes. We got Stevie J here. Yes. We got Scrappy here. You got Nori here.
Hovain, what up?
Hovain, little young Lito. Yeah. We can name him Young Vito yesterday. But who else have you had here? I also seen Nas come through here. Let's describe what happened.
Yo, son, you had Nas in this bitch,
yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was like, come on, N.O., you know how it is.
Right.
Yo,
he
son.
Came in here, I said, yo, let's do it. I said,
And then y'all start snapping pictures. You violent. But go ahead. He's our brother. He got to
understand. Nah, he's our brother. He came back. He came in here. He showed love. He had fun.
That nigga from Queens.
You know, Queens.
The
block.
That nigga from
here.
Queens.
They grew up together, him and I.
Hey, yo, son, that's my home whenever I'm at NY, son. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, Shorty. Relax, Shorty.
Hey, yo, son. Hey, yo, get your mans,
bitch.
That's a good one. Go ahead, go ahead. Yeah, I'm going to jerk y'all off, you know, all night. Just
but you had... You had
yo, son.
You had 50 Cent.
Yo, so you got me?
Did Floyd Mayweather... Stop. Did Floyd Mayweather come through here?
Nah, he coming soon. He coming soon.
Yo, you going to have that nigga come through the city and don't touch
Scrappy come through. When we had the other place, Scrappy always came through, but we had a lot of people come through. Definitely. It was fun. A lot of money hit this stage here. Prince Markey D, who else we had come through?
50 Cent.
Who else? Speak.
50 Cent. OT Genesis.
Wait a minute.
Remy Ma.
Fat Joe just filmed their video here.
That's
Breakfast Club.
Hold on. That's Prince Markey. One more. That's Prince Markey D.
Keep going.
We have Pliers. Who else, Prince?
Give I feel like, Ak, you feeling so good. You about to say light up. I just feel like.
Give me some more.
I feel like.
Yes.
I feel like you finna just say light it up, man.
I feel like you just.
Hold on, I ain't gonna say that.
Yeah.
That'll gotcha. Hold on. We also had Tank. We had Genuine. It got set to. Money hits the stage. But yeah, I'm into Scrappy's story, though. And I'll go to Scrappy. As soon as we finish with Scrappy, we're going to turn up.
You know what? I'm going to change the subject a little bit.
Go for it.
What I'm going to do is... I'm gonna change the subject. I'm gonna get political in the show. Mr. Lee, can you regulate it? Come on, please. I'm gonna change the subject a little bit. We in the strip club.
Yes.
What do you feel about Don Ye?
Huh?
Don Ye.
Trump, Kanye West.
Don Trump and Kanye West.
Oh, I want to hear Don Ye.
That's their bromance name. They Don Ye.
I mean, hold on though. You know what I'm saying?
Cause I feel like you about to think about what you about to say.
Nah, I don't give a fuck.
I feel like that Hennessy just took over.
I don't give a fuck.
Come on.
I don't give a fuck. I ain't taking shit back.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's go. So we don't edit shit too.
You feel me? I appreciate it.
All right.
Listen. So I feel like every other motherfucker feel. You feel what I'm saying? When a nigga look at Trump, he be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Yeah, go crawl in the trash can somewhere. You feel me? But at the same time, you know, we gotta see. We gotta see what's gonna happen. I wanna see what's gonna happen. But when Ye, you know, he doing all that, I just feel like cuz is different. You know, he different too. You know what I'm saying, son? That nigga different, B. You know what I'm saying? That nigga mad different.
Yo, but he got the New York shit now.
I've been around Queens niggas like forever. He's it. But no. But
you
real.
Saying give Trump a chance.
I mean, we ain't got no choice.
The White House in New York.
No, we don't have no choice, but we already giving him a chance.
You know that, though? The White House in New York. He don't want to move in.
He ain't moving.
He's saying,
no, see, that's kind of
gangster.
No, then what I'm trying to tell you. But then what I'm trying to tell you, and I'm trying to tell everybody, if a motherfucker do our own black president that really supposed to be doing shit like that, he know better. You feel what I'm saying?
What?
To say, I ain't finna just go, you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't stay in Chicago neither. Come on, let's keep it real.
No, I'm just saying, I ain't finna stay in the White House. That's everything.
No, but if he would have did that, he would have been looked at as disrespectful because he's black.
Exactly, because he's black.
But Trump is saying that. Hands down, he's not saying that.
No.
Trump saying that.
I'm going to tell you what Trump's saying.
His lady's going to stay in New York.
No, this what
that
Trump
nigga staying on 59th Street. 39th Street.
No, cuz said, I'm not fucking with.
You got to go in Midtown. Listen. You go to New York. You can't even go on that block. My nigga, like,
no, no. It is the White House right now.
The president is next to the Gucci store, my nigga. That's a fact. It's a fact. The nigga always
he is.
Next
I
to
seen
the Gucci
that
store,
shit. I
my
seen
nigga.
That shit.
Like, part of me says that's retarded, and the other part says it's kind of gangster.
Ain't no kind of gangster. That shit gangster.
Like, you gonna see the president and get some loafers after that?
That's what I'm saying. No. But dead ass serious though.
We're gonna be going at it all night. It's a good thing. Nah, but you talking about some serious shit. Come on.
Yeah. For real, son.
Hey,
yo, catch that door, B.
What up, Shawty?
Catch that door, B.
You alright, Kyle?
Hey, yo, that nigga mad wild.
Nah, okay.
Hey, nah, but for real. So I look at it like, you know, Cug got his thing going on. Trump.
Yeah.
He already done won. Nigga can do as many protesting and Hillary, you know, all that dumb shit. Cug the president. He finna be president. So Cug say he want to stay in his own shit.
His own shit. That shit hard. But though, like, I mean,
but
that's hard.
But son, the White House is already tainted, B.
Yeah, but what if he's been up in there in the White House, though? Like, what if it's, like, I mean, just honestly, God
nah,
got money.
I'm just saying, it's supposed to be a privilege,
they said
though.
He ain't flying on Air Force One neither. He said he got his own shit.
But he's going to the White House. His lady and his kid ain't going to the White House.
Nah.
That's what they report.
So he's doing it like that? So let me ask you.
And then his daughter's going to act like First Lady.
No, let me ask you if this shit ain't racist.
Yeah, straight up.
Let me ask you if this shit ain't racist. He the only motherfucker that can do that.
Yeah.
If President Obama did that shit with Michelle, they were like, oh, we got our career.
If Clinton did it too, yeah.
Yeah, if Clinton did that shit, man, they were like impeached already. Fuck the dick sucking shit. You feel me? We gonna kick that nigga out now. Cause he a nigga to Trump. You feel what I'm saying? Cause a nigga. Hillary Clinton a nigga, show. She lied on everything. On everything.
She I don't know if she a nigga.
No, she a white nigga.
But she nigga X.
She a white nigga.
Definitely up nigga street.
No, she's a white nigga. All right. All they whole family white nigga, son. You feel me, B?
I'm trying to think.
I'm Cuban, B.
That was a tough one right there. If she is nigga, I don't know.
Oh, no, nah, she a nigga.
I don't know.
She went at, you feel me?
Oh, shit.
You lost your Trump notes?
Yeah, no, I got notes. I got notes. I'm trying to step my life up.
Hey, yo, son, get yourself together, B. Get yourself together.
No, I got to get my life together, man. Okay. This is what I wanted to talk about. Recently, they just released a list. The hottest MC awards.
Hey, yeah, I had that shit on my shit. But you know what? They did say hottest.
Yeah, they didn't say
the best MC award.
They didn't say top.
Very important.
They didn't say who the top best rapper of.
Nah, top MCs, I think.
No, they said the hottest.
Hottest.
Oh, okay. So that's not lyrics.
So when you say the hottest, yeah. So when you say the hottest, you automatically take out MC because that doesn't mean that. No, they're saying who's the hottest.
All the traction.
I might be hating, but I think I should have been there. I ain't got no album out, but neither of them niggas. 21 Savage and them niggas ain't got an album.
But he ain't. But he hotter than some
Uzi
of them.
Uzi Vert ain't got an album.
No, but you do you see how mixed up this shit is? Because the younger dudes is hot, but the older dudes is up there. I mean, like.
But if you gonna take out MCing, because that don't mean if you MCing or not, you gonna say hottest. Prince Marky D got it right there. He trying to work with he worked with Drink Champs already. God damn it, he pulled it up faster than Has. God damn it, what's going on, Has? Yeah.
All right, let's see.
First of all, Kanye does not belong at number one. All right,
No, let's go number 10. Number 10 is 21 Savage.
21 Savage.
9 is Uzi Vert.
Why, though?
Uzi Vert.
They hot right now.
8,
they hot.
Kendrick Lamar, which I think he deserves further than 8.
No, he deserves to be on the best rapper list.
7 is YG.
YG, he deserves that.
6 is Future.
I'm not saying nobody don't deserve
it. Wow, hold on. Okay, hold on. Yeah. So what you hear every day, all day?
6 is Future.
Future and Drake.
Yeah. So Future they should and Drake should have been 1 and 2.
Yeah,
been
1 and 2.
Yeah. Hottest.
Number 5, Young Thug.
Big up Young Thug.
4, Travis Scott.
Okay.
Understand that.
Yeah, I understand that too.
3, Chance the Rapper. I completely understand that.
Mm-hmm.
2 is Drake and 1 is Kanye.
I think I
guess see, the
I
fact that y'all
No.
The fact that y'all just understand that shit is pouring me left. You feel what I'm saying? How y'all understand that shit?
No, but because they're saying right now the 10 hottest right now.
I can understand. I can understand the players.
We can understand.
I just don't understand the numbers. I don't understand the numbers.
The
like,
placement.
Yeah, the placement.
Right.
They placement
cause,
is all fucked up.
Because me personally, I think 21 Savage and Lil Uzi Vert is on fire right
they
now.
They 3 and 4.
But I think Kendrick should have been higher up.
No, but see, that's what I'm saying. Like,
because you're saying the best.
Kendrick is like the best rapper list. That's the best rapper.
Lyricist. You're saying
lyricist. Well, let's rap
it. 3,000
list. Yeah, but when you say the hottest, that means who popping right now.
Mm-hmm.
That means
but it's for the year, because Kendrick did have an album that came out earlier in the year.
Right.
But I mean,
and it was popping.
No. That shit was a technical album.
And J. Cole
it still popped. Though.
J. Cole should have been on there, even though his album just dropped yesterday. But he should have been on there for what his
it might
past
have been on the
escalades.
Cutoff joint today.
No. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They talking about hot. Who hot right now?
Right.
No, I don't think right now. I think it's
J. Cole just
like
moved 500,000 units, by the
for
way.
For the year.
For the
2016.
Year.
Big that nigga up.
For the year.
J. Cole just moved 500,000 units. No guess. No controversy. No bullshit. Just straight hip-hop and rap.
You know what that shit is?
Yeah.
That's real rap.
Yeah.
But that ain't what they talking about.
Right. Mm-hmm. No,
what they talking about is who popping right now.
But not right now, cause for
J. Cole,
the year.
Look, J. Cole, he did all that. J. Cole did a meal, didn't he? On the last one.
Nah. I don't think the first week. Not the first week, though. Yeah. But he. You pissing? You good? You got
a
couple more.
You pissing?
Come on. Okay.
Yo, son, I'm on that.
Hit some champagne because we celebrating Christmas, nigga.
Okay.
It's the season to be.
I just want
to
tell all the kids. There's no Santa Claus. There's no Santa Claus.
It's the season to be jolly.
It's some 12-year-old motherfuckers out there still thinking Santa Claus.
Feeling Molly. Buy
a Drink Champs sweater.
Yeah, buy the Drink Champs Drunk Santa.
Ugly sweater we got right
Ugly sweater. We got that online, 89.com. Big up to our 89 people.
Santa get fucked up, too.
You know what it is? you know what it is? I get it now. I get Dream Champs. Drink Champs.
Or it could be Dream Champs too.
Yeah, we like Dream too.
I'm gonna take that.
And you know who I thought should, it's being that who should have been on the list? Young M.A.
No, but let him finish his thought.
I think
he was about to give us an ill thought about Dream Champs.
Okay. Yeah, all right, my bad. I just wanted to get my shit out of the way.
What was your thought? Sounded like it was gonna be complimentary.
Nah, y'all some real assholes.
And I gonna tell me light up for a minute. He gonna be like, one.
I don't think I could like level with y'all niggas if y'all won. Y'all motherfuckers some real assholes.
That's right.
I fuck with that.
That's right.
You can't live without being an asshole. You can't.
Now we having fun too. We celebrate our artists. We have fun. Mr. Lee is having fun. We got a bunch of girls that's on stage. They looking around. They came out just for a little Scrappy. They were off tonight.
And yo, son,
Akinelli made them come out.
And yo, just son, I really feel this shit, B.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling in a whole nother place, B.
Yeah, man, Shawty.
Hey, yo, son, I'm on a whole nother motherfucking planet, B.
Yeah, Shawty, meet me on Peachtree right now, Shawty. You know what I'm saying? Pull up on a dump.
Yo, if this nigga on Peachtree, B.
Yeah,
what the nigga say? Any nigga ever did me wrong, B.
He paid him for. See, he was paid him for too much. Let's make some noise. Oh, you popping the Ciroc? Let's make some noise for EFN making a hot shot of Ciroc.
Pop for paid in full. Come on, girl.
Y'all make some noise for me popping Ciroc.
Okay.
Akinelli, V-Live looks like it's such a so successful place. You're smack dead in the middle of South Beach.
Yes.
A lot of white people is here. Have you had any complaints yet?
No, we're having fun right now. We live on Ocean Drive.
Because I seen 50 in them niggas' people. They were smoking
cheating.
That night.
Yes.
There you know he cheating.
50 in them people were smoking that day.
There you go.
We seen cheating. I just want to let you know.
We got to wait till later on.
We live on Ocean Drive right in dead smack in the heart of South Beach. Yes.
I swear he's cheating.
In front of the ocean. In front of the ocean.
Where it gets wet, slippery when wet. Yes.
Whoa. Okay.
In front of the ocean.
Hey, now you need a waterfall up outside this bitch. Waterfall. You know what I'm saying? You have a waterfall out this bitch. You feel me?
Also, my bad. I Raining also want to big up the Locks for dropping a phenomenal piece of hip hop work.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I like that.
And also, happy birthday to DMX. It's belated. You know, this is going to come out. When you want to drop this? You want to drop this on Friday or you want to drop this on Christmas Day?
That's for Friday, man. Consistent, man.
Traditional, we work in.
Yeah, see, that was real ignorant of you to just say that like that.
Yeah, right on the air. So the fans get to know. And also, I want to big up Young Sav from Bel Air for, you know, sending us the Bel Air. I want to big up Johan. Where's Johan?
He's here.
He's not here, but big up Johan from Ciroc, right? Aaron. And Aaron from Ciroc. Also want to big up my people at Moet, Keith Howard, and Alina Smith for keeping us laced. And
it's a Christmas shout-outs. Go.
Yeah, Christmas shout-out. But I don't got the CBS shout-outs.
You ain't get it?
We got Regina. Brian.
Emily. I know Emily because she's a check writer.
Hey.
I know Emily.
Hey.
She's a check writer.
Wait. We doing our Christmas shout-outs, man.
Yeah, Christmas shout-outs, man. You can cut us off,
this shit,
okay.
This shit is mad. This is
CBS.
No, we are mad. This
shit is mad. All the people at CBS that make our podcast a success.
Brian, Greg. We can't forget about Greg over there.
Yeah, the people at Revolt.
Hey, these motherfuckers are disrespectful.
Yo, shout out your cousins. Your cousins. He's Puerto Rican, so there's a lot of them. Hold up.
Fuck them niggas. Hey, listen. Hey, this is the only podcast I've seen that got mad disrespectful.
Yeah, no. You gotta realize. We don't have no rules. We just get together and we sit down with our artists.
No,
we have conversations.
No rules ain't even disrespectful though.
That's right.
That means free fall.
Free fall.
But y'all motherfuckers is still disrespectful.
Let me ask you something. The two crosses.
That's what I'm saying. Get mad disrespectful, son.
Was those teardrops at once or no? Wow, those always.
Wow. Why would I tell you that?
Because nobody listens to our shit.
we have 1.5 people.
Don't worry.
Shit, me.
What's a mission?
Shit, me.
Nobody gonna hear this.
Y'all ain't gonna care me. Hey, man, I'm a strong believer of Christ. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm spiritual.
Right. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
So you're not gonna answer that question, right?
I'm spiritual. Okay. I just answered it.
All right, can we ask all the guest artists?
Okay, thank you.
Just a little Scrappy E ass.
Wow, no.
Man, what a contrast from our last episode.
I eat pussy, not ass.
You feel me?
You should have seen Trick Daddy.
Okay, can I tell the truth? Can I tell the truth?
Tell the truth.
I mean, every grown man be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't finna eat no ass. I'm gonna eat some pussy. Now.
What? Whoa.
You live and be live. Anything can happen in here.
I went down with my truth. I done did it.
Right.
I done did it.
It tastes like pennies.
I'm gonna tell you what it tastes like.
That's what Eddie
I'm gonna tell you what it tastes like. Like quarters. Like he was chewing.
Where's Eddie at? Where's Eddie Giggs at? Eddie the ass eater. Eddie, what it taste like, Eddie?
It tastes like pennies to me, but it tastes like quarters for him.
So it's just coins.
Nah.
Dirty ass coins.
Nah. That shit taste like some dressing.
What?
Dressing?
Some dressing.
What kind of dressing?
Like Thousand Island?
Okay.
I'm talking about black folk dressing, though. Like what you talking about?
What?
You gotta get hip to the nigga shit.
Yo, I'm Cuban. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm talking about black folk dressing. You know what I mean?
We don't put dressing on our shit.
Y'all niggas ain't niggas.
They're niggas. They darker than us.
That's what I'm saying. Cuba, y'all darker than us. So y'all gotta have some kind of down south shit.
Yeah. Everybody got down south shit.
Hey, what the shit is, Chu? What the shit we eat for Turkey Day and
Christmas?
Dressing.
Gravy.
How you gonna ask him though? That's not you.
Stuff. But you said ass
dressing.
Yeah.
He said, "What's the ass dressing you guys have?"
I'm done.
Ass dressing?
Hey, Lil Scrap is in the building. And all these Cuban niggas, man.
Yo, Lil Scrap got a new dressing coming out. Ass dressing.
Dressing.
Put all of your salad.
Dressing. I never heard a nigga describe
it. Everybody know about it.
Hey.
That is a Cuban guy.
Dressing.
Hot dressing. It get worse by the moment,
though. That's gravy, though, right? He talking about gravy?
No.
Stuffing.
Yeah, on gravy.
It's just what we call it in the 80s.
They call that dressing?
Yeah.
They call stuffing dressing?
Hey, hold on,
that
son.
That is gangster.
Hold on, that is gangster. Hey, don't come at me how we say our shit,
I'm going to start calling niggas dressing for no reason.
Hey, but that's why your sauce different, though.
Yeah, that's, you know,
you're a dressing ass motherfucker.
Hey, no.
Yo, y'all, I'm so proud to announce that Drink Champs is now on TuneIn.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes, we are. Drink Champs is on TuneIn. You can catch me and EFN wilding out, doing our thing, drinking with guests, smoking, and asking them, do they eat ass?
You can listen to the show all day, every day through TuneIn's app. New episodes, past episodes, your favorite episodes, all on TuneIn. It's free.
On TuneIn, let's get it.
Download TuneIn app, never miss a show again. 24 access. Why should listeners tune in? I'm telling you right now.
Stay tuned in with TuneIn.
You could be mobile. You could listen to the show anywhere with TuneIn app. It doesn't matter when or where, at home, in your car, on the go. Can even listen anywhere from around the world.
That's right. TuneIn. And now, when you get on TuneIn, Drink Champs, we're available.
Can also listen to great music from around the world, including TuneIn's exclusive hip-hop beat channel featuring the hottest tracks and latest sounds of hip-hop right now.
But listen to Drink Champs first before you go to the music section, okay?
That's right. Catch Drink Champs all day, every day on TuneIn. Download the app. Listen, it's free.
Free. Boom.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
So now, you're doing hip-hop. You did it. What makes Lil Scrappy say, I'm a fuck with Love and Hip-Hop?
When this lady come up to you that you done known forever, and she like talking this godmother voice. And she
talking
like,
about the godmama.
Yeah.
Griselda Mona Scott Blanco.
Yeah, that one. Damn. And she be like, Scrappy, what else are you doing? I can make your dreams go high. And I almost felt like a hoe at the moment.
Cause you was on the first Love and Hip Hop Atlanta part one?
All the way to then.
From part one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, continue.
And I was like, damn. But with the shit she was saying, she was running that gang, that slick gang, and I understood it at the time. But all I wanted to do was get that check up. You know what I'm saying? That's all I thought about with the check.
Now, you said something interesting to me outside. You said it's not about the check. It's about the check that's around
that's
the check.
That's around it, yeah.
Explain that to the listeners.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? For 1 minute, it was, oh, man, Lil Scrappy, I love you. Oh, my, man, oh, DJs, rappers, everybody, fans, everybody fuck with a nigga. And then when certain shit happened and you not delivering the playbook the way you was delivering it, they forget about you. You know what I'm saying?
It's like crackheads.
Yeah.
They'll go see another
They go, and they supposed to. They supposed to.
They're going
to
give you 2 minutes to come outside.
You feel me?
You'll come downstairs.
Not even 2 minutes. I don't need, I think they, shit, nowadays it's 30 seconds.
Right there.
It's 30 seconds now.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So when that came into play and when that shit brought it back and everybody was awakened, that just brought McDonald's and everybody.
Saying that once you did love
it. Yeah, once I did love and hip hop and I was likable again. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I just it's just this whole nother look at me again. It's like the light is shining on me. You feel me? Michael Jackson style. You know what I'm saying? To where a motherfucker looking at you like, oh shit, I'm talking about bitches, DJs, homies. I'm talking about haters that ain't hated on me in years.
They hating again.
They come back hating.
Let's talk. Let's make some noise. Haters hating again. Make some noise. Haters hating again.
Look forward for the haters.
You know what I'm saying?
Look forward
for
the haters.
I'm looking at this shit like, God damn.
You know what I'm saying? Where the fuck the haters at?
Where the haters at? Am I forgotten for real? I'm talking about when your hater give you down, be like, what's up, bro? Right. You be like, you be like, damn, bro. I thought we wasn't even cool like that. Like we, but when they come back and everybody come back, you like, damn, okay. The money come back.
You now, let me ask you this. Stevie J, where you going, man? Come on, man. Okay, all right, come on. We're going to get you
yo
on,
son,
man.
Yo, son, you supposed to be in here, B.
Yo,
don't go too
look,
far.
So
yo, don't go
me,
too far, B.
Now, let me ask
hey, you don't go too far, B.
A serious question, Scrappy, because so many people, they say that, like, once you do, like, a Love and Hip Hop or you do a reality show, like, it changes your whole image because now when you host a party, they say Scrappy from Love and Hip Hop. And then, and it might make a DJ not really take you serious. Is that something that you've been through or not?
I don't go through that part. What I go through is
that Love and Hip Hop from Love and Hip Hop hosted by Scrappy, right?
Nah.
Okay, break it down.
It's the little motherfuckers that don't know the hip hop part of me. You know what I'm saying? It's them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know, just them motherfuckers that don't respect the game.
They just know Love and Hip Hop.
They just know Love and Hip Hop.
Anything before that.
Because you got a majority of people. It's a majority of motherfuckers that do know me. I mean, I get paid. You know what I'm saying? I do this shit. I still sell records. I can put a song out and it still do some numbers.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? And because at a certain time, you look at rap like, this is my gift, but this is my job. You know what I'm saying? So nowadays, the like, young niggas, young niggas done made it easy where it ain't a top nigga no more. It ain't this nigga at the top just sitting on top of everybody like, I'm that nigga that's getting all the money right now.
Any nigga that be like,
You can just
that's a hot record.
Better than
put that shit on wax.
Because what? Hold on.
Yeah.
And when you say that,
all them niggas be like,
cause
yeah.
Because I heard Snoop say the same shit. And that my uncle. I love that nigga. But what it is it's party music. The shit that be going on in the world, niggas don't want to deal with the shit. Niggas don't want to deal with, like, if a nigga make a Tupac song right now, it ain't going nowhere. It's gonna go to the hippies.
And K. Cole can make a Tupac song. Kendrick can make a Tupac song.
But it's not coming off the same way.
And they ain't playing in VI.
It ain't going down that way. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They got their own, but that's what I'm trying to tell you. Right. Ain't no one nigga above nothing right now. Everybody got their lanes.
Man lanes. Everybody got lanes.
It ain't none but lanes right now.
Internet done changed that.
It changed it.
Right.
So it's easy now. It's fair game.
Yeah.
I love it. You know what I'm saying? I can put something out and see what niggas fail to realize. When you don't hear a nigga, that don't mean a nigga ain't getting a check. That's what motherfucker gotta realize. That don't nigga, I'm getting paid from old shit. Cause this shit like Sound Exchange out right now.
I was telling niggas.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's government shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? They paying me.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So it like when I used to get paid for publishing, $100,000, some shit like that. Them nigga paying me $300,000. And I'm getting that. And I ain't I can sit right there on my ass, my nigga. I can sit on my ass, my nigga.
You gotta step my game up. I ain't get a $300,000 from Sound Exchange. No,
you deserve it.
No, I got, yeah, I got something. I got it. Something. But they be spreading my shit out.
You that nigga?
They be spreading my shit out. Maybe I got it. So maybe it be spreading out.
Maybe let me
spread it out. Let me spread it out. Yeah, but that's some dope shit.
But you got producers.
You know, Sound
Exchange. What producer saying?
It's only internet.
Yeah, producer told me straight up when he do a beat for a motherfucker now. Man, he won't, in the contract, he won't have Sound Exchange, bro. I don't even, man, fuck that publishing shit, bro. I don't get as much. You feel what I'm saying?
It's a whole other revenue.
It's a whole other revenue, and that goes with this shit, too.
So if a nigga.
That goes with this shit right here, too.
You did? Yeah, we've been checking.
I checked.
Yeah, I've been checking, too.
Because we were banned.
I've been checking, too.
I called them
because when it does, I'm gonna drop my album on the podcast.
Yeah.
When
it does,
because it's like, fuck it, why sell anything?
It is gonna go.
The thing about it, we got like, you know, a million people say, quote unquote, listen to us. But the thing about it is, it's free.
Yeah,
a million people should listen to us because it's free.
Yeah.
We ain't selling shit. You know what I'm saying? We're selling advertisement.
Yeah,
and. You know, maybe eventually we'll have a podcast where you don't have to listen to commercials and you have to pay for that. But until then, we want to cater to our audience.
Give them commercial.
Yeah,
nigga, we need to smoke something.
Don't tell me you got the Tiger Bone. Don't tell me you got the Tiger Bone.
Nah, we're not going to do the Tiger Bone.
Oh, yeah. You heard about the Tiger Bone?
What do you mean?
You heard about the Tiger Bone, Scrappy?
Nah, but it's just the way Cuz said it. You know what I mean?
You need a Tiger Bone.
Shit. All right.
So, Akinelli, man, tell us what's going on.
You over there looking all, you feel me? Sexy and fluffy, you feel me?
Fluffy and fluffy.
Hey, she looked like a mink, you feel me?
See, you could have been anywhere but you and V.I., but right now, it's so funny, I seen somebody walk in the room right now. This the man who brought me to Miami, man. His name is Charles Pop Young. This is Trick Daddy Father over there.
Yeah, Pop.
Pop, where you at?
Pop.
So this the man who brought me from New York. He said, Joe, you out there running around with these clubs. Come to Miami. I said, Pops, I don't know nothing about Miami. He said, it's 2008. Get in your car. Come out here. I came out here. He set me up. We took off. And this is what it is.
Hey, man, Pop got
today,
a shit, bro.
And today is Pop's. Today's Pop's birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Pop, the first one in Miami gave me a check, though, for real. Pop, the first one in Miami gave
Will,
me a check.
Will, your birthday?
I fuck with
Big
Pop.
Big up Will with the fire OG.
For real.
And this is Charles Pop right here. This is Trick Daddy's father.
Trick Daddy was on there.
Talked about you last week.
Yeah, he talked about you last week. Yeah, you ain't got a cup there? No cup? Come on, man.
There's no difference.
Yeah, come on.
Pops gave people.
You know, you
like,
gotta do the thing.
I know I can't do it from far though.
No, you gotta
I had to get up,
Charlie. You gotta extend that one.
Happy birthday, Pops. How old are you? 21?
There it is.
You finally old enough to drink. We got Trick Daddy Pops on the podcast. Last week we had Trick Daddy on here,
which was an amazing show.
And it was an amazing show, one of the most amazing. And it's going down. We also got Hovain in the building. We got Young Lito in the motherfucking building. Prince Marky D. And shit, man, I'm befuddled, beloved. I'm happy.
I'm befuddled, beloved.
That what you?
Okay. What happened? What happened there? What was that?
No, it was some shit I was trying to. You know, is this the whole twist of it? You feel me?
So now. You kid loving hip hop.
Yeah.
Walter Cronkite.
Your first fight was Stevie J.
Hold on. You got to do that over. When you said to do love and hip hop, because you said that shit like we was on ID.
I don't know what that is.
That's that shit that your bitch make you watch. Motherfuckers getting killing they motherfucking niggas and shit.
Yeah, we don't watch that.
Nah, nigga got to sit down. Like I have to sit down and watch shows like that.
Come on, man.
Yo, son, you just scared me, B. Me and Pops right here, you just scared me, son.
So, Pops ain't got a mic?
You got to give him a mic, man.
There you go, right here.
You Miami legend.
He is, man.
Trick Daddy said you made him cook dope.
Did you hear the episode? No, you didn't hear what he said.
He pleased the film.
Trick talked a lot about you
in a great way.
No, amazing.
That lifestyle was a great lifestyle.
And I see you got a cheetah hat on, which means you're still getting money in a lot of clubs.
You got to be versatile to get money.
Let's make some noise for Pop. Trick Daddy, goddamn father. You know we keep so all we keeping it Miami. Damn. You know what I'm saying? We have back to back.
It's done.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We fucking up, man.
Are we gonna
no
do
air
shot?
Clear.
Listen, what are we grateful for this Christmas, man? Rockinelli.
We grateful for Black people being able to integrate Ocean Drive and have something for our culture out here
right.
to represent. So right now we have V-Live and we have some of the best girls and some of the best entertainers in there. And we're going to get to the girls and we're going to introduce them later. But right now we got Scrappy, so let's get back to that. Yeah, I love the Scrappy story. Let's go.
What are you grateful for, EFN?
I'm grateful for us sitting here right now, man. Great chance, man. The way we thrive.
That was arrogant.
Why is it arrogant?
That was an arrogant blessing.
Why is it arrogant? I'm grateful for this.
Are you grateful for
Do you understand that this started as a side hustle that we were just going to do one time a week for the fuck of it?
Now we're the strip club on Christmas. God damn it.
You see it?
I'm not arrogant, I'm humble as shit. But what you grateful for this Christmas?
I'm grateful for my daughter, man.
God bless you.
That's it. I'm grateful for my daughter. And my mama who had a nigga.
In that order?
In that motherfucking order.
Let's make some noise for Mama D, goddammit. In that order.
Exactly.
What are we grateful for this Christmas, Pops?
I'm grateful that, hey, I came in the world this day. And God been good to me all my life. And I want to first thank the Lord for making me possible to everyone that I can share and show love to the world.
And you used to let me in King of Diamonds. I respected that. Thank you for letting me in King of Diamonds. on a bad night. It was just a bad crowd. Hovain, come up to the mic and tell these people what you respect or grateful for. It's Hovain.
Grateful for life, for my kids, for new opportunities, new business ventures with NO 2017.
That's right, man. We celebrating life, man. Did you get some rosé?
Nah,
or pop a big bottle, goddamn.
He threw that plug out there. It's gonna happen.
We gotta do it. You know, let me pick up the prayers out there.
What you grateful for? What the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah. What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful every minute, every day that I'm alive. That I can spend with my kids, my family, my wife, and take shots of De Leon. And you know, I had an aunt, and my aunt used to party every single day, right?
On your dad's or your mom's side?
This is definitely
Puerto Rico.
I don't believe she's my real aunt, but I believe, you know, she was like one of them related. And I used to go to her house, and she used to be like, yeah, man, it's Felix's birthday.
The Puerto Rican side.
Yeah. And we'd be like, yo, we'd be fucked up. And then we'd be like, yo, who the fuck is Felix? They'd be like, Felix the cat. Like, you mean we just got bit for the cat? But I used to remember, like, damn, she would celebrate for anything. So that's what, remember when we started Drink Champs, I said, yo, look, we're going to get the horns. I said, I'm going to get the horns and some shit.
And you, the horns,
and
everything. Yeah.
And you looked at me like, I mean, you didn't look at me because I was on the phone. But you was like, what the fuck for? And I was like, you know what? I want to celebrate every day. So many people, they want to go through something and then celebrate it. Or so many people want to say, I'm going to do this and then do that. But fuck that. You know what? Every day you wake up is a celebration, motherfucker.
It is.
You couldn't have woke up. There's mad people who didn't wake up.
As
opposed to me being, you know what I'm saying, thankful for a certain thing, I'm thankful to just be alive. You know what I'm saying? Me and Akinelli were speaking earlier. I grew up with this nigga for real. This is a guy who I know who grew up with us who did 26 years in jail. He just now came home. Pick up the squiggly. You know what I'm saying? And that's real shit.
Hey, man,
that's real shit. You know what I'm saying? Also want to say, Ching Bring, I'm proud of you. Home, you got a job, you holding it down. You know what I'm saying? Bizzle, and we doing great things. So I'm just grateful that we can expand and give people lives and people can travel with us. We just came back from LA. We got to big that up. I just did Hot Ones.
Shows in LA,
you know, with the Hot Wings. So I'm grateful for goddamn everything, to tell you the truth. And that's the reason why I celebrate all the time. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about my aunt who celebrates for her cat. And she was poor, but she figured out how to have Budweiser always there. I don't know if she flipped her food stamps or whatever, but she celebrated every time she could, and she lived her life to the fullest. And there's people who's rich who's not as rich as that lady. She was rich as... I got spiritual on your niggas. It's okay. It's okay. But that's real shit. And so many people that sit around and they complain about this or what they got this. And they don't... Nobody don't praise what you have. And that's just breath and life and just the ability to change something that's wrong and ability to apply something that's right and make it right or wrong. You know this is Drink Champs. We make up the words. You know what I'm saying? Akineli? Yes. God damn, you still in the Taliban?
Yeah.
Come and go roast
anyway. Even to hit his feet.
Y'all want to take a... I want to take a shot, but I'm gonna be honest. Y'all must have turned the AC off, or is this nigga heat in here?
It's nigga heat.
Brooklyn niggas.
You wanted to take a shot.
You gotta take a shot.
You got a shot, buddy. Hey, yo, you fucked up your Jordans. Nah, because you know why? I thought that shit gonna hit my back. So I was like, let me relax. Let me relax. Yeah. Because that shit start spraying. Them shit is hot.
Oh, shit.
Man, this is what we do on Drink Champs. We praise our people, man. Where Young Lito at, man? Young Lito Prez, come on, both of y'all, come say yourself on the mic, man. Tell them what you're doing, what you got going on. You could pick, whichever mic, man. Come on, man, say what's up, what you're doing, what you got going on, baby.
Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy Young Lito from Brooklyn.
That's right.
I rap and shit like that.
Right.
I like that.
Shit like that. I got my new tape in due time out now. It's on iTunes, That Piff. I don't care if you pay for it or download it for free. Just listen to it. Spread the word, bro. I want to thank y'all for having me on here.
All love, brother.
Shout out to Scrappy, too.
Right.
All right, I'm out, man.
Cool. Gad Press, say what's up to the people real quick. You're going to get back to Scrappy.
Yo, it's Presidential Zo. I'm out of Broward County. I'd love to say thank you, Nori, for all the love you're showing me.
Presidential
Zo. Stay tuned for that new project, Chain Gang Chronicles, coming. You know, I'm doing it for the Zos. I'm back at you. Love.
So now Scrappy, do you listen to the new shit?
Oh, yeah, I listen to it. You know, in Atlanta, that's all they play, new shit.
Who you listen to, 21 Savage, Young Thug? I like them niggas.
Who
your favorite new nigga? Paul. Two Tone, what up, baby?
Yeah, I do Young Thug. Mm-hmm. But see, both of them little niggas, Young Thug and Savage, from where I'm from, so I fuck with them the most. And little Day-Day,
they from your neighborhood or your area?
My area.
Okay, go ahead.
My area. Zone 3, Atlanta. Three. You feel me?
And Gucci from Zone 6?
Yeah, even Zone 6. I'm from the South Side, he from the East Side.
And where Young Dro from?
Dro, he from Atlanta.
Damn,
cuz is from everywhere. Nah,
everywhere.
But he from the west side.
We got Prince Marky D. Santa. Come over here, Prince Marky D. Santa. Come on, goddammit. I feel like I gonna say light up at some point. At some point. Yo, Prince Marky D from the Fat Boy.
Come on, man. Nobody legendary in here like this.
Yeah, nobody's more of a legend than Prince Marky D on Christmas.
Come on, man.
On Christmas.
Movies like Disorderly.
Right.
This is Prince Marky D from the legendary group, the Fat Boys. Back in the days when I was young coming up, we used to go to him. This was the first hip-hop movie, Crush Groove, that actually came out. Another movie.
And Disorderly.
Classic.
Yep. That's real hip hop.
Yeah, and take it over.
And other shit.
No, I'm not going to
lie. The other shit you were selling me.
Let me finish it. All right. Super producer.
Super.
Mary J. Blige. Mariah Carey. Just to name a few.
But say the songs.
He wrote the songs with Mary J. Blige. He's like, you got to go with
it. Real love. Produced
real love.
Hey, hold on. Fuck up.
You say you wrote real
you
love.
You say you wrote real love, word my nigga. Up. Real love.
Yes.
Put it this way. Remember we were talking about royalty checks earlier, sound of shapes? By the way, I got my sound of shapes today.
Yo, I'm just saying, Boricua, guys.
I was telling E a story outside. He was like, yo, you still getting royalties? I was like, dog, Mary did a GMC commercial about 3 or 4 years ago.
And that shit be moving,
300
bro.
racks.
Mm. It be moving.
Off of a song that I wrote in 10 minutes.
Real Love?
Yeah.
Real Love. Can you sing it? Can you sing it?
Can I sing it? Hell yeah. No. Nah, but I was glad. Yeah. Definitely.
And EFN told me you got a classic 50 Cent story.
I got tons of work
with Scrappy is smoking the Vapotini again. Let's make some noise with Scrappy, but this is
Scrappy going in on the Vapotini.
Vapor vodka type shit.
Yeah, Vapotini.
Go in.
We got no insurance.
Shout out to Lux, too. Lace our fam.
Shout out to Lux. Shout out to Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage is
Rocket Mortgage needs us to do our live read, motherfucker.
It's live, right?
We did it.
You good.
No, guys, together.
Right now, you ready?
You know, I need the paper. Prince Marky D,
what up?
Tell them about how you were involved in that first 50 Cent project.
You was in Bearsville, right?
Oh yeah, Bearsville.
I was there.
The project
I was
you
in
were
Bearsville.
On.
Yeah, I was in Bearsville. Yeah, okay, well, yeah. When they first discovered 50 Cent, yeah. Trackmasters, correct?
Remember we did the 30 joints in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I remember that.
Cool,
remember
like that. In your video. I seen him in your video.
Yeah, nah, me and 50, I knew 50 on the come up from his very beginning. But you were saying you was involved. Go ahead. I know, but you should tell the people.
I mean, funny story real quick. During Bearsville, you know Bimmy.
Bimmy, of course, from Queens. Yeah. Freckles, my nigga.
So we in Bearsville, me and 50, we hanging out. We left the crib. You know, we left the crib, went to the studio. We inside the studio, and I'm talking to 50. And every second that he has, when he's not writing, he's telling me about how big he's going to be. Like, right. I'm going to be the biggest shit. I'm the next shit. Nigga, watch.
All
of a sudden, he stops talking about how big he's going to be. He's looking over my shoulder. And he goes, Jamal, you see that nigga just walked in with Bimmy? 2 days ago, I had my gun in his mouth. I robbed his crack house. I'm like, stop playing, 50. I'm like, yo, what's wrong with you, man? So the guy comes over to him and tries to give him a pound. This nigga just mushes the nigga. Like, get the fuck out of here. The nigga falls. Everybody in the studio's cracking up. Everybody thinks it's a joke. This nigga's serious. Like, this is this next level. You know, his crazy fuckery. Like, you know what I mean? This is how he get down. But one of many 50 Cent stories.
Shout out to 50 too. Make some noise for 50 keeping it real, goddammit.
And we got to point out that Prince Marky D holding the effing bottle the whole time.
He's holding the effing bottle.
Exactly. Make up my next announcement. Right. Shop the 50, putting together the Prince Marky D, the V-Live effing vodka lounge at V-Live. Like, putting together the E-Mob, the, you know what I mean? The effing mob, the signing the contract, cutting the check.
Yeah,
like, okay?
And don't put that together.
Okay.
I need my percentage. Small percentage. Nah, I fuck with y'all. Yo, so does that mean we taking shots right now?
Let's do it.
Cause you said we celebrating. We celebrating.
I celebrate with champagne, nigga. But I'll celebrate with some shots. Come on, let's
man,
go.
Come on, let's
come on.
Pause it, man.
What? We'll do effing. Goddamn it, you made a promotion.
Might as well. We on effing step right now.
Shit, I fuck with
effing. Yeah, let's.
I've been on dark. I fuck with.
Niggas ain't even tell me my Santa joint wasn't even like. Yeah, let me get my lean on. My Santa shit look like Anabisi from Oz.
You don't remember that nigga? Hey, Nori, can I tell you something real quick? This gentleman right here and this gentleman, like you guys are talking about what you're thankful for, like being able to be around these guys in this business. Because I've been through so many things as far as being a rapper, producing, radio. Now, I'm vice president here at V-Live, vice president of entertainment, like, it was because of these guys that paved the way for things like that. You know what I mean? So, I'm happy for that. Happy holiday, Pop. I love you, brother.
There you go,
Pop. I love you, brother. All right, let's go.
That's real.
Yo, you got it?
It's real, bro.
In the car?
It's your face.
All the way at home.
It's real.
Nah, don't worry about it. We ain't gonna make it back.
You get a little extra scrap.
All the way at the
restaurant.
Nah. Don't worry about it. That's gonna be way too far.
What's with the baby cup, E?
Nah, that's a shot.
Yeah, man.
Nah, you going to the top, then, nigga.
I'm gonna pour my own shot. You can't do that to me, though.
All right, I got you.
And then you say your shot.
You can give him the same shit.
I got right,
you.
That's it.
You can't do that to me.
Hell no, man. I need a cup.
Oh, guys. Discrimination against Cubans here, man.
I need a cup.
Yo, give me a cup, man. We're sharing this.
That's Miami shit. You know how y'all go.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Mocha by a Bing Bong.
Have some.
We're gonna take Hoodley Communion.
I ain't even
what is this? Ooh.
Fuck it, I'll just
blood orange.
It's that effing.
This is not.
That's that real effing.
Effing's good, but it's not gonna be good right now.
That shit always be kind of off though.
Yo, no vodka is good hot. I'm gonna just be honest. At some point,
that effing gonna fuck you up.
It's citrusy. Let's big up to your dancers.
Fuck it, I'm gonna do it anyway.
Yeah, that's what they call, right? They're not called
entertainers.
They're not entertainers. Big up to your entertainers.
They're entertainers. They're like go-go dancers.
You know their names?
I love them.
Didn't say their names.
You can't say their names.
I love them no matter who.
First off,
you can't say their names.
Let me just run down a few for right. Let me just run down a few right. First off, we have like the number one entertainer on the planet Earth.
If they're here, make them stand up.
Maria J, you know where you at, Maria J? Maria J. Maria J, where you at? Maria J, where you at?
It's crazy.
Maria J.
Maria J has exited the building.
See, that's fucked up because she's got a lot of motherfuckers up here.
Maria, Maria, you remind me of a rest of the story.
So what am I?
But we can't see you because you're not here. We heard that you are sleeping.
So what, Tamir ain't shit?
Can I just have a show you one thing real quick?
Yeah, show them one thing.
Everybody
up the stage. Everybody up the stage. Yo, Drain, watch out,
Drain. If you're listening to this, there's elves on the shit on the stage.
Right? Yo, you gotta turn the camera, bro. Bro, you gotta turn the camera.
No, there's a camera right there.
Oh, there's a camera? All right.
Hey, Maria.
Are we taking a shot first?
Turn off the shot. Turn off the shot. We pretend like it didn't happen. This shit gonna fuck me up, dog.
That shot was good.
All right. Check it out. No music. Somebody beatbox. Go. Do that
no music.
Do that shit. Do that.
I don't care what nobody say, bro. Her thigh meat on fire right now, bro. That bitch on fire. Yeah.
Hold on. Yo, was that on purpose? Yeah.
She got my vote.
She numb from the waist down?
She got my vote.
That shit sound like two pieces of pie.
She got my vote.
You know how the Jamaican dancers be dancing out hard and stuff?
Uh-huh.
Like, and breaking bricks on their shit?
She do some shit.
Are you okay? I ain't got.
I didn't know she was a mason.
Everybody check this shit out. Watch this. 5, 4, 3.
She about to do a flip.
2, 1.
What the fuck, Nessa Space?
Nobody parade, nothing like that.
Yeah.
Y'all ever been to Magic City?
Yeah, I've been there.
But we ain't in Magic City right now. We in V-Live.
They ain't what I'm saying. Y'all ever been to Magic City?
Hell yeah.
Y'all ain't never heard no shit like that. We can look at each other and hear that shit. I just heard her ass hit the floor. I heard that shit. You ain't never seen no shit like that. Huh?
She's a Bilderberg.
Man, that motherfucker ain't even got to be visible. You feel me?
Definitely. You in V-Live Miami.
No, let's go. I'm
in. Pops, you in? You in? Yo, Salud.
Happy birthday, Pops.
Marky D. Hazardous Sounds. Rich Blanco, Drain.
Ass sounds.
That's pretty good, actually.
Shot ass sounds.
It's Maria J. Dash.
But I know I take two more of those out of here.
And her ass sound.
Man.
The motherfucker had a whole beat to hustle.
Yo, is Wood Tavern open tonight?
I don't know, but there was wood falling over there.
Yo, they got to step their vodka game up at Wood Tavern, though.
What?
They need some rock in there.
Because
they use the cheap vodka, and then you wake up, and the side of your face is on the left side. The left side of your face is on the right side of the pillow. You be like,
damn.
You got to wake up and be like that.
Damn.
All right, I'm back together. Like, shit is real, man. Yo, I'm having fun.
I got some more I got to show you.
Please.
Real quick.
Okay.
We ain't done.
Sorry.
This
is like Cirque
du Soleil. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us tonight.
Okay. Welcome to V-Live Miami.
We got Shake. Let's go, Prince Marketing.
So, all the way from Chicago, Illinois, where your chaos at?
Dude, she got
where you at? Chaos, where you at?
We met Chaos.
Hold on.
If she from Chicago, do she got a gun?
Of course
she got a gun. All right. From Chicago.
Now I like to call her the pole ballerina because she's just so fluid on the pole. Like it's almost like poetry when she get on the pole.
Oh, the pole ballerina, not
poor.
The pole.
I like
the
poor ballerina.
Show me her stuff.
What she got on though? Sketches?
She got lugs on. Lugs.
Check it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. This is going to sound the same way.
That's like the Jordan move right there.
That's the Jordan move. That's the Jordan
symbol. Yeah, and the hat don't fall off.
Came straight from the Jordan. And the hat, there go the Jordan symbol right there.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to V Live.
Let's make some noise, goddamn it. We got one more, Marky D.
I want to bring all the girls.
Bring all the elves out.
All the girls. Bring them out. Same time.
All the Santa's helpers out.
We need a
all the Santa's
helpers. We need a synchronized booty shake right now. You know, like in the Olympics, they do synchronized swimming.
Yeah,
right. Synchronized stripping here at V Live.
There we go.
Come on, little scrappy on motherfucking drink chat. We turn up, shawty. Yeah, do it again. Do it again.
You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us tonight
at V Live.
V Live Miami. We want to thank everybody.
Everybody needs to come to V Live and see what we watch right now.
Merry
Christmas. Hey, Jay.
New Year. And they all dressed in sync for that.
Yes.
For the drink chance.
Yeah, Sean. You know what I heard, cub? We're doing it, cub. We have V Live, cub. Got a little swag turned up, cub. You know what I mean? About that. Bump.
Hey, yo, son. Niggas mad flavor, B. This nigga Nori.
Yeah, let me find out how y'all auditioned for Beta Full.
This nigga Nori. This nigga N.O. Hot
sauce. This nigga synchronized booty shake.
Hold on, man. Before we go, introduce them real quick.
Okay, introduce them one by one.
That's Honey. Honey, say hi. That's Honey.
Honey.
That's Nuvi right next to Nuvi.
Nuvi.
Nuvi right there.
2009.
Okay, so that's Paradise. Oh, no. Paradise in the back. Paradise, say hi.
5,009.
That's Goldie right there. Goldie, say what's up.
6,009.
Okay. Pebbles, say hi.
8,009.
And y'all met Chaos and Maria Jade.
100,009.
Of course, we got plenty of other girls that, you know, that work with us here at V Live, but you know, we just held them back a little bit.
That's
you know
right.
What I mean?
Right.
We're the select few for the nice.
Oh, y'all finally brung the fan out.
You know?
I respect that. I was high as a motherfucker.
On the slick, I was sweating like a motherfucker.
How much time we got here, Has? Come on, Has, stop Snapchatting. The horny engineer. Let's big up the Rich Blanco as well. We got Scrappy Turk, cuz. Pass out. Okay, so like another five. Or should we take a smoke break and then do another?
London Bridge is falling down.
People that's listening to the audio is like, these some fucked up niggas right now. They're like, yo, what are they seeing? Like the audio? Yeah. The audio
is crazy.
So look, this is what we're gonna do, cuz. We're gonna take a quick smoke break.
And a pee-pee break, bro.
Shawty, we're gonna take a quick smoke break. We're gonna pull up on script and we're gonna see what them niggas gonna do when we pull up.
Hey yo, son. Hey yo, son. Hey yo, son.
We be right back.
Hey yo, son. We're gonna pull up on these fools, B.
Hey yo, son.
We're gonna pull up on these niggas, B.
Hey
yo, son. The kid.
What up, my dog? What up, my G?
Y'all are y'all mean. After this smoke break, Christmas, we took a smoke break on Christmas, on Jesus' birthday.
You gotta do it.
On Jesus.
To the Most High.
To the Most High.
Yeah.
Scrap. So before you get up out of here, because we know you gotta get that bag,
yeah,
I want you to talk about your artist and the label you got popping right now.
I got the label Grussel Gang Committee. You know what I'm saying? President Young Chu. You know what I'm saying?
You right.
Sure, you dig what I'm saying? President I was on the side. You feel what I'm saying? I got Fat Pockets. You know what I'm talking about? Straight from the A. I got Chain Gangs, you know what I'm saying? Little white boy, crazy as hell, going hard, you know what I'm saying? Straight from Atlanta. They ain't never seen a white boy from Atlanta go hard like that, you know what I'm talking about?
You got a white boy, you got a white Eminem.
Nah, he harder than that.
Eminem is white. I was trying to trick you.
He harder than that. Mine come with dreads. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my white nigga got dreads.
You feel me?
He got nappy hair.
And
I seen Post Malone. He got
and
nappy
he'll
hair.
Tattoo up.
Oh, worry, he a tattoo artist too. That's
what's
up.
You feel me?
God damn it.
Multiple flavors. You feel me?
God damn it. God
you
damn
feel me with your face there.
So before you get about it, because you know get that bag, that Fizz Naive. What is that? Yo, listen,
that
Naive
language.
Slang.
What'd you say? That Naive
language. That's his slang. That's his slang.
That Naive language.
Naive language. Break it down for us, Scrap.
It's like Vietnamese.
I ain't gonna. Wow.
That's all.
Gilligan. Nah, but I was really like, I was trying to, when I first was doing this shit, I was trying to goddamn find a way I could cuss on TV.
Without cussing.
Without actually just saying that
shit. You knew this shit was fine.
So go ahead. So what was the first one you came up with?
Shinai.
Shinai.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you got away with that.
I got away with that.
Okay.
Then I hit him with that bitch Nai.
That mean bitch.
That bitch.
And you got away with that.
Got away with that.
All right, then.
And I said, I don't give a fit Nai.
That's fuck.
And they were like, hey, Zach. They came
they got,
to me.
They to
oh, they
it.
Caught you with, on the fuck. It.
They caught me on the fit Nai.
On the fit Nai.
So I told you, oh, yeah, fuck with me Nai.
Y'all gonna be your herd. Keep it around the percolator. Put it on the percolator on fire. And your water. You
and
down
drop
that?
The water.
Yeah, drop the water.
You gotta drop it. If it ain't a drip, it don't drop.
Under the tunnel. Under the tunnel. Right by the fire hydrant.
Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
You dig?
Yo, man. Yo, I
know. No, and that's why I was telling you, your sauce has been dripping. You
yeah,
feel
yeah,
man?
I'm different, man. I'm different,
yeah, you
man.
Did.
You know what I'm saying? I want to thank you so much, Scrap, because me and you've been cool forever. You've always been a good dude. Akinelli's always been the guy. I used to rap to him when I was corny, and he still told me to keep going. He said, you got a good heart, Nori. And I was whack.
That means Akinelli has a good heart.
I know I was whack. You know when you was rap? I was, like he knew me in the beginning of me rapping. Right. And I knew I was, like, I'll spit the verse and, like, that wasn't good. And he'd be like, just keep going, little nigga. This is my nigga right here.
That's the photo.
This is before everything. I'm talking about 14. I'm 14 and shit like that, cooking rounds to this. He was the man in my hood. You know what I'm saying? Akinelli. Him and Nas. And Nas was the man from Queensbridge. And they came up together. And for us to, you know, bring this full circle. And us, he didn't tell me to move to Miami. I ain't telling him to move to Miami. Us both being from Left Rack and happened to be in Miami. It's a blessing.
From the English Channel,
and
man.
And for us, and for us to be in V Live, a strip club, our first strip club ever, that the Drink Chance podcast on the beach, and we did it with Scrappy. God
I appreciate that love.
God damn it. We're near the beach. Oh, yeah. Near the beach.
Hey, yo. So make some noise for Scrappy. They're on a new season, Love and Hip Hop. Atlanta, and he's on a new season of Love and Hip Hop. Somewhere you need to check it and
somewhere.
Watch it, figure it out,
just watch it and beware.
Figure
you
it out,
your face there.
And support Scrap.
I mean your
support,
mama face. You did.
Support Akinelli because if you guys are fans of Drink Champs and you want to come see the live podcast, we can't tell all you maniac niggas where we at because some of y'all niggas will skin EFN skin and wear it.
Oh, I'll fuck them up.
And wear it.
I'm a cute motherfucker with a gun.
So, but if you want to see us, yo, watch out. Relax. You know you're a
hey, yo, get your
beer
mans,
drinker.
B. Hey, get
you know
your
you're
mans.
A beer drinker with champagne.
Get your mans, B.
Get your lugs on.
Hey, get your mans,
hey,
B.
Yo, close your legs
hey,
when you
behind
us.
He got the whole
us,
bottle
man.
Of Bel Air, B.
So if you a guy, a girl, that you respect Drink Champs and you love our movement, we now have a place where you can come and drink because Nori probably behind the bar. EFN is probably counting the tips. At V Live, we're gonna be here with Prince Marky D. Yeah.
You know
Akinelli,
what? You know
Pops.
What? I think that's a cry out right there.
Yeah, and now you're a part of the family. V Live,
I'm crying out.
Yeah,
I'm in V Live every weekend.
And you got the little bowl right now. It's the little bowl.
and then Santa Claus won't talk to me. I don't believe in Santa Claus. You know what I mean? I'm over here. You did it.
Make some noise with Scrappy with the little bow. My nigga, I love you. Yo, Scrappy, thank you so much, man. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Yo, man, Scrappy, thank you for having us. Pops, thank you for having us. Mr. Lee, we appreciate you. Hazardous Sounds, and you know, all the dancers, I don't remember their names.
Hey, man, fuck all that. The fact that y'all got motherfucking a hookah vodka over in this motherfucker.
Hookah vodka. That's right, Vapertini.
Vapertini, what up?
Vapertini.
Our price is going up. Scrappy promoting it, baby.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Can I shout out two people real quick?
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay, I gotta shout out two people. First off,
you can
shout out
whoever you want.
Shout to DJ Showtime. That's in the booth over there. Show what up, baby?
Showtime. What's up,
DJ,
my nigga?
Show another DJ. DJ
Young Chu.
Shout out to all the DJs that come through and turn up with us. But I gotta shout out to an intricate piece of the puzzle to make this building operate.
Very big word.
That's right.
Where's K-Rock? K-Rock, where you at?
K-Rock.
K-Rock, where you at? I need K-Rock. K-Rock is the guy. K-Rock is the guy.
I thought that was a girl. My bad.
Responsible.
That's my nigga.
There you go. Okay. Come on,
K-Rock. Come here, K-Rock. K-Rock is the guy that's responsible for keeping the women, meaning the dancers, our dancers, recruiting them
with the outfits.
He's like
outfits for the drink jam show.
With all that.
He got my outfit tight today.
Don't say that.
K-Rock,
explain what you're doing here, and you know, like the process.
Pick up K-Rock.
He's like, he goes and recruits. He's like a recruiter for the. I won't say strippers, but you know,
strippers. The strippers.
The entertainers.
There you go.
It's very, very more respectful. Right? Go ahead. Come on. K-Rock, you nervous, K-Rock?
No, man.
No, okay. You out? All right, hold on. We're going to close it out.
Hold on. Okay. Before we close it out, I want to introduce.
Yo, little Scrappy breaking out. We love you.
Stay, Scrap. Don't go back.
One second.
Sit down.
Oh, we got to do a drop. Yeah, yeah.
We got to do a drop. And the
pen.
Picture.
And a drop. Scrap Rupert.
Just a picture right here. We can do it while we still recording. Where's the picture? Here. We still recording the podcast. We're going to do the picture and the podcast while we still doing the podcast.
Let's go.
Come on.
This
picture?
Live talk about it.
Ready? 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 Come on.
Drop.
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. We're doing the drop.
This
live.
Episode is called Scrap Gotta Get That Bag. We about to keep it moving.
That
Merry
X-mas
motherfucking
special.
Christmas. We got Santas. We got Santas with strippers. It's in V-Live with Akinelli. Motherfucking Drink Chats Podcast. Little Scrappy. Akinelli.
Pops.
Mad People. Pops.
His Buckingham.
Vito. It's going down. Lito. It's going down. Motherfucking Merry Christmas. And Feliz Navidad. All right, cool. We'll keep the podcast. Let's go.
And okay. We keep recording.
Yo, my nigga. I'm going to hit you up tomorrow. Come on. Hold on, my nigga. We can't pay for that sample right there. We have to edit that part.
Yeah, we can't.
We have to edit that part.
We don't have no money yet.
We can't pay for that right there. Yeah, Aka, what you saying? I can light up?
Hold on.
Okay, all right.
Easy.
Just playing with you.
Easy. So, yeah, we want to thank y'all for coming to V-Live, man. I mean, then we got some intricate pieces here. We also got Holiday. This is Holiday.
Holiday. Yes, my nigga. Good. Holiday. Big up how you run the club.
Go ahead. Talk.
Big it up.
Holiday.
Tell them what you do. You keep the, I don't know. The girls in line? No.
I'm an intricate piece in this puzzle.
Intricate.
It's my family. It's my business partner. You know what I'm saying? I hold the club down. I'm his eyes and his ears.
Holiday does the firing and the firing.
Oh, that's
and the
a
firing.
Tough job. That's a tough job.
Not the hiring.
So what's your Instagram so the girls could be in your DMs?
Holiday the Golden Child _.
Holiday the Golden Child _. So all you girls that want to come work for V-Live, get in her DMs.
Make sure you tight and right.
Right. Tight and right and get in the DMs. Right? That's you prefer? The DMs or you want it straight up?
Nah, like, I need to see him in person.
In public.
There's a lot of catfish. A lot of catfish.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful.
I got to see you in person.
Be careful.
I might even tell you to FaceTime me.
That's what's up. And Pops, you the man with the plan. It's your birthday.
Oh, man.
What you got to say to the people, Pops?
The legend, the Miami legend.
Be live.
You got like 53 cribs, right?
No, 42.
No, 53 kids.
19.
Yo, you was fucking Pops. Let's make some noise for Pops.
19.
ODB got nothing on you. You got 19.
19.
Damn, that is real.
And still going.
And still going.
That's the future.
That's the future. That's you got two full courts of basketball and niggas on the bench. Let's make some noise. Where's kids?
Yes, I respect you, Pops. You're a Miami legend. You always let me in the club. When I told you I was Akinelli's friend, you always looked out for me.
You always looked out for me.
Yeah, I
maybe he'll know.
I'm Ak's friend. Oh, all right.
You did.
All right, cool, yeah. But Akinelli, thank you for opening up your establishment, your family, your club.
Yes.
And for us sharing that, you know, Drink Champs, this is what we're all about. We're all about representing our legends. And we've spent Christmas with you. You know what I'm saying? We have fun. I'm about to eat some grilled wings.
Yes, grilled wings.
Grilled wings.
The food is
you
also
got a healthy choice on the menu.
The food is also great here. We have soul food that we sell here. We got macaroni cheese, collard greens, sweet yams.
Fried lobster.
Stop playing.
Right,
definitely. 15 different frozen drinks.
And then you can add your shots in those frozen
drinks. Then you can add your shots in those drinks.
The black
not like Wet Willie's where you just order some shit. You don't know what you're drinking. No, you're going to get your frozen shit, and then you're going to add some Yakadamine, big up, big up. Ping pong in the Yakada Bomba, and then it happens. You know what I'm saying?
You got something nice to serve it to you.
I also want to pick up the rock that Mr. Lee holding up De Leon. Yo, you know I got two bottles of the De Leon coming home. All right, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I said he was going to hit the.
What? You going to hit the Vapertini? You know you'll get fired from your job, but.
No. You're going to hit the Vapertini and put the lugs to work.
Yeah. Okay, but it's good.
No, he pretended.
Oh, that's why I wasn't working earlier?
Yeah, that he felt the
no,
yeah,
was on earlier.
Oh, okay. All right, brothers, fellas.
Yo, Merry Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, you know what? Nobody said
Nobody's
saying
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to V Live.
Huh?
Let's all be live. Merry Christmas to V Live Miami.
That's right.
V Live Miami. And the future of South Beach. Yeah. V Live Miami.
V Live Miami, goddammit. Come on, let's everybody. Let's leave it with an old. I'm going to say Negro, but old Spanish spiritual. Feliz Navidad. Like Spanish a little bit, but the claps was black as a motherfucker.
Yeah. We got rhythm. We out of here.
Y'all want to keep it real?
Burrito. No.
We out of here. Thank you, V-Live, and we stay in this
Miami.
My V-Live, Miami.
Real motherfucking fire. Let's go.
Real fire.
Hey, yo, Haz, hold up one second. I want to let everybody know they could check us at drinkchamps.com. Follow us at drinkchamps on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check Nori out at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter, and New Year Nori on Snapchat. You can check me, DJ EFN, at Who's Crazy Instagram, at DJ EFN on Twitter, at Who's Crazy on Snapchat. Make sure you follow the team, our visual media manager, Rich Blanco, at Rich_Blanco on Instagram and Twitter. Our engineer, Hazardous Sounds, at Hazardous Sounds on Instagram and Twitter. Our photographer, Big Drain, at Drain on Instagram and at Big Drain on Twitter. Our graphic artist, AKZ, at AKZ916 on Instagram and Twitter. Also, shout out the whole CBS Play.it team. Follow them at PlayIt on Twitter. And make sure you grab yourself some Drink Champs shirts, shot glasses, and cups, and all that merch at DrinkChamps.com or check our homies at 8and9.com. Head over to iTunes and pick up the singles For the Win, Moguls, and Petty, as well as the Drunk Uncle Project from Nori. Also, my album, Another Time, is out now, available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or physicals at crazyhood.com. Check Hazardous Sounds Project, Save the Culture, and you can check that at hazardoussounds.com or check it on all digital platforms. Also, look out for Nori's cooking show coming very soon and my coming home Vietnam film, which you can see the previous films about Haiti, Cuba, and Peru currently on Revolt TV. Shout out the whole Drink Champs Army. We really appreciate your support, and we out of here.
Oh.
Find all your favorite movies and shows faster with Xfinity. Just speak into the X1 voice remote to search across live TV, on demand, even Netflix and Prime Video. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity today and get a great offer. You'll enjoy Xfinity X1, which gives you access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, and now Prime Video. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to learn more. Restrictions apply.